Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We're thankful that those who have come to worship with us in the sanctuary, and we welcome those over KKMC, our radio ministry, and also the internet. We welcome you also, and we pray that by coming today and listening to God's Word, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's Word can give us. And if you're a visitor, we would ask you to please fill out a registration card. You can obtain one from the ushers in the back, and when the offering plate is passed, if you could put it in. Pastor Tomlinson would like to call you and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline of today's sermon in the church bulletin. And our scripture of the month is found in Romans chapter 7, verse 6. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. And now let us continue praising the Lord with Tae Young on the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Hope you had a good week this week, and the Lord's bless you, I'm sure. Why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 487, Now I Belong to Jesus, and we'll sing the first and the last. I belong to Jesus, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Amen. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, 229, Tell Me the Old, Old Story, 229. And we'll sing the first and the last.
Tell me the story, as to how the torch I know.
we turn to our last hymn, number 349, There Shall Be Shower of Blessings. And why don't we all stand as we sing 349, There Shall Be Showers of Blessings.
Amen. So wonderful to see so many people here today. There's a lot of people sick around the area, and I know this Candace has her friend staying with her, and seems to be going around and around and around and around. There's one of her guests has gotten sick twice now. Has it acquired, and the second one's gotten sick twice yet? But anyway, still God is good, and so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with joy and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your mercy and your might, of the reality of your grace, and the truth of your word, and the power of your gospel to transform lives. We pray for you to work a mighty work in our midst, to strengthen us to be your voice and to encourage our hearts to be faithful to you, to serve you, and to yield to you in all aspects of life. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 27, Paul says, And he that searches the hearts and knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So, Father, we look for your intercession, and we look for your will to be in our midst, to lift us up and to strengthen us. I pray for your hand of blessing upon the people of Bethel and for Christians throughout the world, that there would be that deep longing and thirsting for your word, the purity of your word, and the totality of your word, that none of us would pick and choose what we agree with and what we don't agree with, but know that it is all the word of God. So we need to trust it and rely upon it and trust in you. And I pray that as we learn to study the word of God, and to live out the word of God, those around us would see the reality of your transforming power, and that they would hear from us of your mercy and of your grace, that they might humbly submit themselves to your call and to your command. And Father, we pray for those that are feeling sick, and as I had said earlier, there's a sickness going around that just keeps coming, going around and around. And so, Lord, we pray for those who are in the midst of the sickness, for Darlene Laurel and Bob Jones, who has a procedure coming up for his heart, Deborah Mills, and others. And we pray for Lily Ida and for her blood platelets and for strength through her body. We pray for Christina, for her strength. We lift up to you Raquel, who not only is sick today, but also dealing with asthma and needing strength from you. And Lord, we lift up to you Jorge and Martha Peretti, who have many health issues, and we pray for your strengthening to their bodies and your encouragement to their spirit. We lift up to you Monty Llewellyn, suffering from COPD and kidney failure and heart disease, and pray for your mercy and your grace upon him, that even though he is sick and in a difficult situation, he would still be the light of Jesus Christ in the midst of where he's at, and that you would bless him with your presence and with your grace. Lord, we pray for those that are dealing with cancer, with tumors. Christina Eda's co-worker has her father, whose name is Gabus, with a brain tumor for Bob Jones's brother, Ron, with cancer, Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, with cancer. Victor has a coworker named Dinesh, whose daughter has cancer. Christina Ida has a friend, Caroline, with cancer. And Lord, we also pray for your mercy upon families who are struggling with the changes that happen in life. And Lord, we pray that you be with Karen Kruger and her family as her brother Frank passed away recently. And so we pray for your hand of blessing upon the family, that they would be drawn closer to you. And Lord, we are also thankful for those that are expecting to bring new life into this world. We pray for Alicia Birchfield, expecting in January, any day now, Lord. We pray for Jacqueline Palmer, expecting in May. We pray for wisdom and guidance for Bethel as we look to see what we can do to take our three trailers and combine them with this building so we have one building. And so we pray for your mercy and for your guidance on with the city to allow us to do that. We pray for this body of Christ to be proactive in engaging in the community around us with your word of truth and with your gospel message, that you may transform lives. We lift up to you Martha Bell and pray for her work and her home situation, that you would bless her with your wisdom and guidance. And Lord, we pray for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for their faith, that you would bless them and encourage them to stand firmly and boldly in the word of God and the testimony of Christ. And we lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, for your hand of blessing upon them, for your spirit to direct their steps and encourage their hearts to testify of you. We pray for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco in Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Sebia Marixa Perez also in Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for your blessing upon them and your spirit of encouragement. We pray for this offering that we're about to be received to be used for your honor, for your glory, for the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear and those who support the work of ministry, whether they're in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC radio, over the internet, or later over the CD. Bless their hearts to be drawn closer to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
What a friend we have in Jesus. You know, he's there with us all the time. And again, I want to welcome everyone to our sanctuary today for worship, and our especially our visitors that is with us today and that are listening over the internet and the radio. We welcome you. Today, we're going to be studying in God's Word. It's going to be in the book of Nehemiah, if you'll turn into Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 6 through 13. Nehemiah chapter 5 and verses 6 through 13, if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. And there was a great and I became very angry when I heard their outcry and these words. After serious thought, I rebuked the nobles and rulers and said to them, "Each of you is exacting usury from his brother." So I called a great assembly against them, and I said to them, "Accordingly to our ability, we have redeemed our Jewish brethren who were sold to the nations. Now indeed, will you even sell your brethren, or should they be sold to us?" Then they were silenced and found nothing to say. Then I said, "What you are doing is not good. Should you not walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the nations, our enemies? I also, with my brethren and my servants, am lending them money and grain. Please let us stop this usury. Restore now to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive groves, and their houses, also a hundredth of the money and the grain, the new wine and the oil that they have charged them." So they said, "We will restore it and will require nothing from them. We will do as you say." Then I called the priest and required an oath from them that they would do according to this promise. Then I shook out the fold of my garment and said, "So may God shake out each man from his house and from his property who does not perform this promise. Even thus may he be shaken out and emptied." And all the assembly said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. Then the people did according to this promise. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And let us bow with a word of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we once again enter into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, your word says in Hosea chapter 6 and verse 6, "For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." And Father, may we be obedient to your word and offer mercy to all and gain more knowledge of you this day. Father, may you pour out your spirit on us and make your words known to us. Now, Father, bless all the hearers of your word and bless your pastor, Greg Tomlinson. In Jesus' name, amen.